Well, welcome to our newest edition of the Teaching Fishing Podcast. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. Glad to have you. We've been gone for a few weeks. Lots of travel. Been doing some distributor shows, working with the folks at Motor Guide Atwood, traveling around the country, talking about the new XI5 and the X5 trolling motors from Motor Guide. Met a lot of really cool people and got to see a lot of cool places. But now we're back home. Been on the water. Had some fall fishing. Our walleye education weekend down here in Ohio was a big success. Lots of fish. Lots of guys on our trip, so we're excited about that. You can see the wrap-up on our Facebook page at teachingfishing.com, our website, or Teaching Fishing on Facebook. You can see a wrap-up of our fall walleye education weekend. Really had a great time, caught some nice fish. This week, we've got a really cool show for you. Our good friend Rob Ruckman from Bay Outfitters, full-time fishing guide on Saginaw Bay, both for walleye and smallmouth bass and lots of other things in the outdoor world. Rob's going to talk a little bit about the great fall fishing on Saginaw Bay. For walleye, maybe we can get him to spill his secrets a little bit about some of the smallmouth fishing on Saginaw Bay. But he's going to talk about fall walleye on Saginaw Bay this show. Also going to talk a little bit about the upcoming holiday, Thanksgiving, and a quick little wrap-up about what happened in here in Ohio. So stay tuned for the Teaching Fishing Podcast. I'm Captain Lance Valentine, and we'll be right back. All right, well, we're back for our special guest this week. I'm glad to be joined by our friend Rob Ruckman from Bay Outfitters. Rob is a guide up on Saginaw Bay, does a lot of walleye fishing, a lot of smallmouth bass fishing. So he's nice enough. He actually jumped out of a tree this afternoon to come down and say hi and talk a little bit about the fall walleye fishing on Saginaw Bay. Robbie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing real good. Like I said, I wish I was fishing instead of sitting in that tree all morning. But
well, sometimes you got to make a decision, right?
It's about 60 degrees, no wind. Looks good to me.
Yeah,
we're actually hunting in Tawas right now, and that bay looks very inviting. But
well, you know,
we're gonna give the deer one more shot tonight, and maybe switch gears tomorrow.
There you go. Sounds good. Hey, you've been out on Saginaw Bay. You've been fishing Saginaw Bay for a long, long, long time. Fall fishing is something that we never really did on the bay. It was kind of a river thing, but the last couple of years, the fall bay fishing has gotten pretty good, pretty popular. Talk a little bit about how that fishing has kind of started and what goes on in the fall on Saginaw Bay.
Well, you know, the migration pattern, obviously the fish are coming back in to head up the river, and it's a great staging area. I've been doing really well, actually just like straight out of Linwood. This time of year, all the way till ice up, it only gets better and better if you can get out. It's definitely worth a try. But water's in the upper 40s right now. Guys are doing really good with stick baits, and it's kind of catching on. We've been doing a little bit, and the word's getting out, and the guys will jump out of the river and start trolling a little bit and try to get that bite going.
Do you did you see a change in the lake fishing when the current, you know, the current in the Saginaw River is not anywhere where it used to be, you know, 12, 15, 18 years ago? Did you see a difference in the bay fishing once the river was kind of regulated and the current kind of stopped flowing the way it used to flow? Did that kind of help the bay fishing?
I don't know if it's got, you know, if the current sucks the shad in or if you get a runoff and it pulls more fish in, but no matter what, you know, regardless, there's always those walleye that are stacking up, even, you know, even through the ice, you know, they just start staging outside, you know, on the, whether they spawn out there or not, I don't know, but we always have a big group of fish sitting right outside the river mouth ready to go at any time. And I think they're just constantly coming, and the closer we get the ice up, you know, the bigger the fish are getting. I mean, they're getting some really good fish right now.
What's an average day out there? A guy wants to go out there and spend 5, 6, 7 hours. You know, what kind of fish are we talking about on a normal day? You know, what kind of size range do we get out there on the bay?
I think right now we're looking at an average of about 8 to 11 fish, you know, depending. We're seeing our best day was last Wednesday. Actually, we got at a morning trip, we got 8, one guy, and then we had two other guys join in the afternoon. We picked up 24, so, you know, the weather's good. The water was clear. That was before the weather we had just last week. But average, we're looking at about 8 to 11, 12 fish.
And the size is a whole lot better than what we get guiding out there in the summertime. The average size is
really nice. Yeah, I think we've seen a couple of 28, 29-inch fish coming out of there this weekend and touching some close to 11 pounds.
Wow, definitely fish we don't see in the summertime.
No, and then, you know, the later it gets here, the better your odds for the bigger ones.
Trolling, obviously, is probably the best way to go. Most of those fish are suspended. What What kind of baits you looking for? If I had to pick three or four baits to throw in my tackle box, what are the things I got to have to take care of this Saginaw Bay walleye fishing?
Well, I would say deep husky jerks right off the bat. 10s and 12s, both of them. 12's been pretty our mainstay. You know, larger bait, slower bait. We're able to run them down around 1.0 to 1.3 miles per hour. Big, you know, longer profile. Earlier this week, when the water was clear in shallower water, we were running the flicker minnows and the flicker shads. We're doing pretty good. Maybe up to about 1.5 on those, okay, as far as speed goes.
I know we were
colors.
Yeah, colors.
You know, there's a couple custom colors that you can get, you know, by Frank's. You know, they carry all the customs, and obviously, and then pinks and purples have probably been the best. Sometimes white does really good, and then sometimes black does good. Darker colors do good. They'll tell you what they want, and I think, you know, the main thing is just getting it to right depth, getting in front of their face.
What? How high in the water column do you see fish come in the far? Are we fishing the middle of the water column? You know, let's do this. How deep of water traditionally are we fishing? What's kind of, you know, the normal? And then how high in the water column are we fishing?
I'm going to say, depending on how we've been fishing, 12 foot to 22 feet of water. And based on the marks we're seeing, anywhere the fish are marking around 11. We got some fish around 9 to 11 foot, and then we're getting some right around the 17 mark or towards the bottom. So I think we're catching fish 20 to 23 back. It's been really hot with the, you know, the deep huskies.
Okay.
And then all the way down to 70 and 80 back for those lower fish.
What kind of speed seems to be the best every day? I know we talked before we hooked up here on the radio, and you guys have been running traditionally slower than a lot of guys run, myself included, and you guys have been doing pretty well at slow speed. So what kind of speeds you try to run every day?
Yeah, once we get under the 50-degree mark, you know, for good, like I think it hit around 40. I'm not sure what it is now, but it was like 48 degrees. We'll slow it down to about 1.1 to 1.3. 1.3 is probably our max speed, especially with the deep huskies. Just a slow roll, troll with the waves, and go from there. I get those, you know, if it's not rough, send those boards out as far as you can. A lot of times, if it's real flat, the outside board's the only ones getting the action.
Okay. Anything else? Any other tips that, you know, how about dig deep into your bag of secrets and share one with us?
Okay, I'll give you a good one. I'll give you a good one. This is one, you know, where do I start? Where should I start?
Right.
Well, like I said, we go out Linwood Beach Marina most of the time. I mean, you can go out of the mouth and find them too, dumping ground area. But after the 7 or 8 years that I've been doing the fall bite, all my waypoints, if you wanted to take an imaginary line from the crib, and if you look on the map, you'll see the crib just a little bit south of Linwood, maybe a couple miles out, to what they call the cigar, which is more straight east out of Linwood Beach, maybe a little northeast. It's just a little hump around, what, I think it's 18 on the chart?
17 on the top of that cigar.
17, yep. Yeah, and then 21 on the outside. Actually, there's not much of a hump there with the side image or structure scan. There's nothing. But for some reason, the fish always land on that contour line. But if you were to take a line from that crib line and draw it straight to the cigar, all my waypoints, the majority of the waypoints, basically connect those two areas.
Okay.
So, and then that's a good ice tip also. I mean, once that ice freezes out there, you get anywhere in that, you know, between the crib and the cigar, there's usually a mainstay of fish that stay in that area.
So do you spend some time, you know, first thing in the morning, do you spend some time looking for fish, or knowing that and having all that data, do you kind of set up south of the crib? And, you know, yesterday we had a great southwest wind. Do you just kind of set up, you know, south of the crib, let's say, and just kind of work your way to the cigar and let the fish tell you where they are? Or do you go searching for them first?
I search for them. I run, you know, I mess with the electronics. You guys, that's, you know, you got the state of the art equipment. I was looking for fish up to 30 miles an hour. If you got your transducer in the right place, any unit will let you do your high speed marks. It takes some practice, but once you get it down, you can really eliminate the water quickly. And it lets you see those suspended fish that you will not mark when you're, you know, once you're trolling or at slower speeds, they just simply get up, you know,
get away from the
boat. They'll be out of the cone by the time you go over them. So that's a big advantage. I look around at kind of, you know, if guys are like, well, why don't we just fish? Well, we can, but if we look around and find them, it makes it a little quicker once we find them.
Yeah.
And it's funny because you can cover a lot of water and you will not mark anything. And then all of a sudden the screen just blows up.
Well, you know, I get a chance to talk to a lot of good fishermen, yourself and, you know, Johnny Gilman, a lot of the guys we know. And one thing I know that we all agree on, we may disagree on a lot of things, but one thing I know we all agree on is you can't catch fish if you're fishing where they're not.
That's correct. And don't ever leave them to go look for more. That's a good trick, too. But
don't leave fish to find fish. So,
you know, the thing we found in the fall, you know, like in the summer, you'll hit a pod, you get a couple fish or three fish on a pass, you'll make a waypoint, and you try to come back through them. The fall bite, it's funny because you could sit there and get four fish in one area, turn back around, come back through them, and never get hit again.
And they're gone, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, in the springtime and summertime, it's totally different. You can wear one spot out and just keep catching them. But fall fishing is a little different, but
they're
going to be in that area. Just keep hitting it, and you'll get them.
How long is this fishing going to last?
Right up until ice up. So you can't get the boat out anymore.
So you're going to keep fishing and hitting it until you can't fish. We'll take a week or two off, and then we'll hit them on the ice.
Yep, take a break. I'm just worried this year might just be enough ice. You can't get the boat out or get on top of it. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
There
I hope
go.
It doesn't come. 60 degree weather fishing in the middle of November with no gloves on. That's pretty nice, but.
Well, that'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it? But we do enjoy our Saginaw Bay ice fishing. So hopefully we can get some of that, and we'll have you back on the program when that starts and talk a little bit about ice fishing. So all right, we're gonna let you get back to your tree stand. Hopefully you'll get a big buck tonight. Appreciate you.
If I get one tonight, I can start fishing tomorrow. We'll be good to go.
Appreciate you taking the time, Robbie. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
Talk to you soon. All right, our good friend Rob Ruckman from Bay Outfitters, www.bayoutfitters.com is his website. If you're looking for a fall walleye trip on Saginaw Bay or a summer walleye trip on Saginaw Bay, or if you're interested in the fantastic trophy smallmouth fishing on Saginaw Bay that very, very few people know about, Rob Ruckman at Bay Outfitters is the man. He knows all about that bay fishing. He's a big supporter of what we do here at Teaching Fishing. He's going to be a contributor with some electronic stuff. He's a hummingbird guy. So we're excited to have Robbie on board for the 2016 season, doing some teaching, some education, and getting us more in tune on how he uses his hummingbird electronics. So really excited. So again, a big thank you to our buddy Rob Ruckman. He talked a little bit about launching at a Limited Beach Marina. And if you're going to fish Saginaw Bay in the fall, the west side of the bay is usually more productive than the east side. So please check out our friends at Linwood Beach Marina. You can find them on Facebook at Linwood Beach Marina or linwoodbeachmarina.com. Make sure you stop in and say hi to everybody there. Great people, great service, fantastic ramp, quick access with a dredge channel right out to where the fishing is. Great place to park. Lots of cool things happening at Linwood Beach Marina all year, and also a great place to get access to the bay a couple weeks when the ice fishing starts. So check out our friends at Linwood Beach Marina when you're up on Saginaw Bay on the west side getting ready for the fall fishing. All right. So there's our fall walleye on Saginaw Bay, the walleye fishing on Lake Erie. We just got back from our walleye education weekend, like we talked about in the opening, and that went pretty well. The fall walleye fishing, the bite in Huron, Ohio, is still on. It's getting better every day. The water temperatures are dropping, both the night bite and the day bite. The day bite is definitely getting better as the water temperatures drop. So if you're one of our friends in Ohio or close to Huron, Ohio, don't forget about getting down there. The area around Sterling State Park on the Michigan side of Lake Erie is also starting to get good. So lots of really cool fall fishing. And again, the Saginaw River, Detroit River all kick in too. So this is a great time to be on the water. Maybe take a day off of deer hunting and get yourself in the boat. If you get a nice day, a little bit with very little wind, get a chance to get out there and maybe catch the fall walleye. Maybe the trophy of a lifetime, but lots of nice fish in the fall. They're nice and clean, good eating in that cold water, and a great way to enhance your Thanksgiving dinner. All right, we're going to take a little break right here. I'm going to come back in just a second to wrap up this podcast. So stay tuned. Again, thank you to our buddy Rob Ruckman from Bay Outfitters talking about Saginaw Bay walleye fishing. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back. Good show today. Rob Ruckman, our buddy from Bay Outfitters, talking about fall walleye fishing on Saginaw Bay. Some great tips there, some baits to use, some places to fish, place to launch, and kind of how the fall walleye fishing works on Saginaw Bay. So if you're close to Saginaw Bay, make sure you get out there this fall and enjoy it. Next week is Thanksgiving, so we're not going to have a podcast. We're not going to have a podcast on Thursday. We think it's important that we spend time with our family on Thanksgiving, so we're not even going to take up 15 minutes of your time. We're going to kind of leave that there. With that in mind, we are closing in on the 20th year of Walleye 101. We basically started back in 1996, doing a few small seminars, and started tournament fishing in 97, and everything just kind of exploded from there. So we're closing on 20 years. So what I want you to do this Thanksgiving is take just a little bit of time to just kind of remember and maybe say thank you. Maybe some of those people are gone, but just take a minute to say thank you to the people that got you interested in the outdoors. This is a great sport that we enjoy, fishing, hunting. It's a brotherhood, and it's a companionship, and it's a friendship that we share, even though we may not know each other, just our love of the outdoors. So this Thanksgiving on Thursday, just take just a minute to think of that somebody. You know, for me, it was my dad and my grandpa who really got me started in fishing and taught me not how to fish, but just a love for the outdoors and the love of the process of fishing and what it all entailed. I got to spend a lot of time with my grandpa up at our cabin while my dad was still working. We got to spend summers up on the Isabel River, and he taught me how to tie flies and do lots of cool things. So entering our 20th season, kind of time to look back a little bit and kind of the people who helped get us here. And so just going to ask you just for a couple minutes on Thanksgiving, just take just a few minutes to remember those people who got you started and just created your love for the outdoors. So we don't want to forget them this weekend. Have a great time with your family. And man, guys, fall is the time. I know some of you guys are hunters, but don't forget the fall walleye fishing. Get out there and enjoy it. Thanks for listening. www.teachingfishing.com is our website. You can find us at Teaching Fishing on Facebook. Check out our website. Lots of cool things happening. Cannot wait for 2016. We are so excited about some cool things coming. We're not that far from boat show season. We'll see you in about 8 weeks at the Element Fishing Show in Detroit. Oh, boy, that's coming up. So lots of cool things for 2016. We're into the holiday season. Make sure you make time for your family, but also make time to get your butt out in that boat and enjoy the walleye fishing and enjoy the great outdoors. Thanks again for listening. TeachingFishing.com. I'm Captain Lance Valentine. Have a great holiday. We'll see you in a couple weeks.